Okay, KC6TYD, go ahead. Name, age, and location, please.
My name is Jake. I'm 10 years old and I'm in Redwood City.
Okay, thank you, Jake. Nice to hear you out there. All right, we've got an amazing 7 check-ins today, 8 if you include me. So, it's a very good day for amateur radio, for youth anyways. All right, we have 2 questions today. The first one is true or false, and here it is. Tigers have striped skin, not just striped fur. Once again, tigers have striped skin, not just striped fur. True or false? Second question is going to ask you to do a little estimation. So, roughly how many cards do you think are sent in the mail for Valentine's Day? Once again, how many cards do you think are sent in the mail for Valentine's Day? Okay, let's go to the top of the list here to Hunter, KI6IMM.
This is KI6IMM. The first one is, I think, true, but the second one, so is that the number of cards for the U.S. or for the whole world?
Good question. Let's just go with the U.S.
This is N6NFI, repeater.
200 million for number 2. That's my estimate.
Okay, thanks, Hunter. Next on the list is N6RYN.
I'm going to take a wild guess here and say that the first one is false and that the second one is somewhere around 3 billion.
Okay, Ryan, are you having a ham parent help you this time?
No, it's just me.
All right, okay. Next on the list is N6KCB. Kyle, go ahead.
All right, so for the first trivia question, which is regarding the Tiger Stripes, I would have to say true. And the amount of cards sent on Valentine's Day is roughly, 150 million, 150 million. And I have a 2T at the end of the net, 10 seconds.
Okay, Kyle, you said for the first one, true, right?
That would be correct.
Okay, thank you. K6YUU, Yuki, your turn.
This is K6YUU, Yuki. For the first question, number one, I think tigers do have striped skin as well as striped fur, and I say that's true. And for the second one, my estimate is somewhere around 250 million cards are sent around Valentine's Day. K6YUU.
Okay, thank you, Yuki. Next is KJ6LXV. Ron, go ahead.
This question, I think, true. And for the second question, I think about 300 million.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Next is our new friend here, K6ART, Jessica. Go ahead. The ones that are sent in the mail, so not counting electronic ones. Okay, a little hard to hear. Go ahead and type it into the EchoLink chat box and I'll get it from there. Let's see, KC6TYD, Jake, go ahead.
For number one is true, and the second one is Whitey.
Okay, Jake, what was the number one more time?
1 billion.
Okay, thank you, Jake. All right, and now to the answers. Tigers have striped skin, not just striped fur. Yes, that is true. And how many cards do you think are sent in the mail for Valentine's Day? Well, let's see. The answer I have here is 1 billion. So, of course, that's just a rough number, so it's not exact, of course. But, Jake, you are the closest with 1 billion. So, congratulations there. And that concludes the question part of the net here. And let's see, Kyle, did you have something for us?
Hey, Vern, I do have a QST.
All right, well, go ahead.
So if you've been listening to the Usenet for the past couple of weeks, I have announced this QST, so I hope I'm not annoying anyone. But for those who are in the peninsula or within easy reach of downtown San Francisco, there will be a ham cram session on Sunday, February 13th. That's tomorrow at the Jewish Community Center in San Francisco. Again, there will be a ham cram session tomorrow, February 13th at the Jewish Community Center in San Francisco. Cram session will start at 8:45 a.m. sharp with testing beginning at 2 p.m. General and technician class crams will be held at the same time. If you just want to take the test, you can drop in at 2 p.m. More information can be found at hamcram.com/aero/exam. Again, the website is Hotel Alpha Mike, Charlie Romeo Alpha Mike Sierra.com/Alpha Echo Romeo Oscar/Echo X-ray Alpha Mike Sierra. And I'll probably be there to upgrade to my general license tomorrow.
Okay, well, I was just going to ask you if you were going to go for it, but you answered the question, and I hope you pass, and I hope you will bring us some good news next Saturday. But if you do get your general, maybe you'll have to go down to HRO or something and use their radios. I don't know. But thank you for that, Kyle. And do we have any questions or comments on Kyle's QSD? Does anybody else?
Yeah, KJ6LX3, Ron. Could you repeat the time, please?
All right, Ron. Just give me a second. Stand by. I'm going to recheck the time just in case I might have gotten anything correctly, but I'm pretty sure the original time is... this cram starts at roughly 8:45 a.m. sharp, and I'll just confirm that. Yes, it does start. You should be there at 8:45 a.m. sharp, and drop-ins are okay for tomorrow's ham cram session. And 6 KCB. Does that answer the question?
It does.
All right, sounds good. And I sent the link on the Echolink chat box, so you can click on the link and you'll find the more information regarding it. And 6KCB, Ron should probably ID now.
KJ6LXC, Ron.
Okay. Does anybody else have any more QSTs? Okay, we had a double there. Does anybody else have any more QSTs?
This is N6NFI, repeater.
Okay, no more QSTs. Jessica, you're going to try that new mic, then go ahead.
A6ART.
Loud and clear. That's very good. Okay, thank you, Jessica. Let's see, Jessica, you have a sister, don't you? Does she want to check into the net also? Okay, we're going to wait.
KJ6MJ1, Samantha Pool, age 12.
Okay, go ahead and say that again. It was a little hard to hear you, so maybe back off the mic just a little bit, and we'll see if we can copy you. This is K3SFG, net control.
KJ6MJM, Samantha Poles, 12 years old.
Okay, what was the name?
Samantha Poles.
Okay, thank you, Samantha. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been licensed, and anything else you'd like us to know? Go ahead.
I've been licensed about 3 weeks now, and I took my test in San Francisco.
Well, congratulations. Is this your first time on the air?
Negative. I've done it before.
Okay, very good. I was telling your sister, I hope to hear you out here on the net often. And welcome to the Youthnet. Thanks for checking in.
KJ6MJM.
Okay, thank you, Samantha. All right, I was going to ask Kyle. Kyle, what did you use to study for the general?
What I'm using is the KV6NU General Study Guide, so you just do the questions and the answers. However, I am learning the series, so I'm not just memorizing the questions I'm on a practice exam. Yeah, I'm just using a study guide and using practice tests to aid me in memorizing and studying for the questions.
All right, well, very good, and wish you good luck tomorrow. And maybe Ron will also head up there. I don't know. If not, then Ron may keep studying for the general if he is, or he can start studying soon so he can also upgrade. Okay. Are there any other late check-ins or any further traffic for the Usenet this afternoon?
I'll check in W6WL Mobile Palo Alto.
Okay. Generally, we restrict check-ins to just youth, but welcome to the Youthnet, and thank you for checking in. Okay, is there any other further traffic or other youth check-ins for this net? Okay, none heard. Please join us again next Saturday at 2 p.m. for another fun net. Thank you to the owners and the operators of the N6 and the Fire Repeater for allowing us to have this net and for the hams who make Echolink possible. Once again, a big welcome to Jessica and her sister Samantha, K6ART and KJ6MJM. Welcome to the Youthnet, and like I said before, we hope to hear you out here often, if not every week. And we wish good luck to Kyle and 6KCB on his general tomorrow. And for everybody else, to have a nice weekend and happy Valentine's Day. So with that said, 73s, this is Ryan, Kilo 3, Sierra Foxtrot Golf, K3SFG, net control for the Youthnet. Closing the net on February 12th, 2011 at 2:34 p.m. This frequency is now available for normal use by all operators. Thanks, and 73s, K3SFG.
KJ6ANR, K6OJ calling.
So you're home now?
Yeah, I've actually been wrestling with prolific serial drivers in Windows 7 for a little while, and finally got it working with my analyzer, so I'm running through the initial calibration now. You give me about 15 minutes and come by, that'll be swell.
All right, roger that. We'll see you in about 15. Kilo Juliet, 6 Alpha November Romeo.
Fine business, K6OJ, via Echo Link.
Take your call.
K6OJ?
Take your call.
This is K6OJ.
Hey, John, why are you playing with Microsoft stuff, K6DLC?
You know it kills me, Dan, but I do maintain Windows capabilities for the ham radio software and the analyzer and all that. You may be a little happier to know that I'm running it under Parallels, but it's a necessary evil. Ugh, huh? I wish people would support all of their devices in Windows and OS 10, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately I do the same thing too. That's why I run VirtualBox. And I got XP on the virtual side, so. But my main system is Linux, so, you know. Even Wine is not that good, and I wish they've improved it, but hey, it's open source, you get what you want.
Yeah, I just happen to have a Parallels and Parallels 6 and VMware Fusion 3 licenses. I chose to use Parallels 6. I got the license during Mac Heist. Have you ever heard of that thing?
Yeah, I heard about that. And, well, fine business. I never tried it. You say Fusion? Isn't Fusion also from VMware? Parallels?
This is N6N.
I said, John, is Parallels from VMware? I'm not familiar with Parallels. Is that a virtual application?
Yeah, Parallels is another hypervisor. They focus on the OS 10 market, and basically they always up the ante between Parallels and VMware. Whoever has the latest release has the fastest operation and the best features.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, that's on the Mac side. Okay, well, VirtualBox will run on Mac. Have you tried that?
I have, but, I mean, no need. I've got both the latest version of both Parallels and VMware, and they both offer a little more integration and features than VirtualBox. I guess what's really cool about VirtualBox is it's still free, and that's pretty cool. And then there's Xen and KVM. I use KVM on my machines at my data centers. Only pretty much because I don't know better right now. Hi.
I had a question, W6WL.
Hey, Greg.
Dan, OJ. Hey, I've got this Power Mac and PowerBook, and I had partitioned off part of it, and I think it was about a third of it for this XP software, but now that I don't use it, I want to reclaim it back, but now that I have the hard disk partitioned, I can't figure out an easy way. I guess I could delete that software that's on that side and make that a separate drive function, but I'm just trying to figure out how you can't remove a partition, otherwise you have to reformat the whole drive, but what's an easy way to use that space as memory space now?
You know, Craig, I don't have an answer for that. You want to keep the Windows or you want to keep the Mac? Which side do you want to keep?
Oh, the Mac. Yeah, no, I got too much stuff on the Mac side. I want to keep it. I want to get rid of the Windows stuff.
Well, the best thing to do is look on the Internet, because I don't think so. Sure, something out there, you can expand the drive, but, but I don't know. Or just mount that as a different disk drive number and just format it and have it as a different drive. I don't know. I don't have an answer unless John has one.
Not sure if I understand your problem completely. If you have a drive on a Mac and it's partitioned for Windows and Boot Camp and there's another partition that's OS 10, is that your situation?
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, there's two things you can do. If you want to completely blow off the boot camp partition and expand the Mac partition, just run boot camp installer, and that'll be one of the options, and just click it, and away you go. You can do the same thing manually by going to disk utility, deleting the Windows partition, and then dragging to expand the OS X partition. But if all you want to do is just be done with boot camp and restore the volume completely to Mac OS X volume, HFS Plus, then just run boot camp installer. It'll give you that option on the first screen.
Okay, so it's not the uninstaller, right?
I don't know about uninstaller. If you want to stop having your boot camp partition and reclaim the space with OS X, run boot camp installer. It will give you that option. What uninstallation are you talking about?
Well, to take out, I guess, boot camp, I think I actually used Parallels that are parallel, and I think I just deleted it. But there's still the XP that's on there, and I don't think there's anything else. But, yeah, I just want to get rid of all the software on the Microsoft side of it. So, all right, well, you gave me some good input. I appreciate it, W6WL.
Yeah, Parallels will not uninstall any software other than that which you've installed with Parallels. When you tell Parallels to import your boot camp partition, it just makes it possible to work with it. If you delete the boot camp partition from Parallels, it will not delete the boot camp partition from your OS X machine. That will also work as it always did, just Parallels will lose the ability to operate it and function with it. So if you're running, if you've imported it to Parallels as well, just delete it, delete that virtual machine in Parallels, and then run the boot camp installer to delete the partition and reclaim the space to OS X.
Okay, perfect. I can do that. Thanks, W6WL.
Sure, no problem. Good luck to you. I was running Windows 7 as a boot camp and with Parallels importing, so I could have the best of both worlds. But I have a solid-state disk and a rotating disk in my MacBook Pro. I have two of them. And just to get around compatibility issues and everything, I just installed it as a guest OS in a virtual drive under OS X without boot camp for now. Good luck. It's always fun wrestling operating systems. I just now wrestled getting a prolific USB driver in my MacBook under Windows so I could run my antenna analyzer. K6OJ.
Nigger calls.
K6OJ, NE6RD.
Hey, man, I answered you back in IM the other day, but I think we missed each other. If you ever have a chance to get to the East Bay, we could wire up that machine and reclaim the data from it. Sorry, I've just had... it's hard to get those things done, especially on your own.
That's okay. So, the other one is, do you have a copy of your resume to send me? I have a friend looking for somebody in his startup.
Sure, that's cool. Turing.org, T-U-R-I-N-G, Tango Uniform Romeo India November Golf.org.